You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the Mystery Crate. I'm Chris. I'm here with Chris, Roy, and the member of the shipping container that is re-soft launching, Tony.
Wow.
Makes his first appearance.
What's up, boys?
Hey. Hello, Tony.
Hey,
by the way, Witty, if you could call me Best Chris from now on, that
would
be good.
All right, that's fair.
Alrighty.
Second best Chris.
Uh-huh.
Best Chris.
Right.
Roy and Tony are here.
I'm the only Roy right here. So yeah.
Welcome back, Tony. What's the status update on the soft launch?
Still in effect.
Okay.
Hard launch is coming very soon.
Ooh, okay. Very excited about the hard launch. Very excited. So today's edition of the Mystery Crate, you're actually getting two editions of the Mystery Crate this week. We have decided to put up our conversation that we had during the marathon. We were gifted the hours of 5 to 7, although it was really 5 to 6, but 6 to 7 was meant to be breakfast flan with Amin El-Hassan, and Amin had himself a rough day.
Yeah.
A rough day that did not have him in position to host a full hour of the marathon. Now, he did participate and also unveiled the new edition of the Breakfast Flan song. Now, we are also endeavoring. I'm gonna go a little Dan here, a little leaky faucetard here. We are endeavoring to get you an anecdote for Friday's podcast that will make you really want to, a proper behind the scenes.
The funniest thing
that happened
to us
that we couldn't talk about.
We as yet cannot talk about. Now,
can I talk? I'm just going to talk about it.
No, Chris, not yet.
We're a pirate ship.
We need to get some approval.
We had this guy.
No, Chris, stop it.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything?
Roy, get him.
Are there any approved anecdotes that you have from the marathon? And like we talked about Amin perhaps being mildly intoxicated during
allegedly
the run of show. So was there
mildly
anything
allegedly?
Was there anything behind the scenes that most stuck out to you as something that you most remember from the 24 hours that is not the story that you have to get approved first, but hopefully we'll have for you on Friday?
No, I do not have anything for you.
No, it's a thing we can't talk about.
I got something.
Ooh.
So there was a guy that showed up.
Oh, stop it, Tony!
No, Tony! A different guy.
You know
a different guy.
Oh my
a
God! Bleep that! Bleep it!
Let me go down the path. There's a different guy that shows up. I think per Billy, his name is David.
Billy,
and he came in with a bulletproof case of his own cafecito.
Tony, this is a part of the Mystery Crate they're about to play.
Wow. Oh,
you're giving it away.
At the very least, Tony's rusty.
At the very least, you're introducing to the audience what is to come. But
Witty,
given the fact that
this
apparently,
is two,
we,
though.
Apparently we can't build together an anecdote that was not either in the podcast or not suitable for air.
Witty.
Let's just get to it. Go on, Chris.
As a teaser, though, for this conversation that they're about to hear, how do you feel it went? Because I feel like, not to give away too much here, a little teaser, but I feel like you had a rough go.
You were a star. You were the star of the mystery.
Okay, so this is actually something that I've thought a lot about, and I will give you an insight into my thought process. I have mostly, prior to arriving on this show, done shows with one other person, right? When I'm doing radio or podcasting, I do them with one other person. Well, you know, Mike, when Chelsea mic'd up, and, you know, I've done, you know, radio for 4 or 5 years. And so I am honestly settling into a mode where I'm comfortable doing a show with like 7 or 8 people. And I kind of feel like if I have a conversation with someone, I have to like give the back and forth. And so I will admit, in this edition of Mystery Crate, I'm a little handsy. And I would like to apologize to the group.
Lansy.
It was late too. No, it was late.
Or early.
Yeah. Right. No, but also, you know, like I felt a sense of energy and I did assess the room a little bit. Not sure energy was coursing through the veins.
I was very appreciative of your energy. Yeah. I had
Well, this happens when you have to direct traffic though. You have to be handsy because you're the one directing
traffic.
But
no one assigned me to direct traffic. I just kind of assigned myself the job.
He's like,
the
guy. I didn't feel like doing it.
He just went out in traffic and he started directing traffic.
He put a vest on and started getting at the cones. It was like, you go this way, we go this way.
Right. I took it upon myself, which actually relates to something related to the anecdote we're not allowed to tell. But maybe on Friday when we're approved, we can discuss it. So, I'd like to apologize on the front end to all of my fellow members of the Shipping Container. My apologies for being so aggressive in this conversation. Wow. I will attempt to be better. Now, I was also roasted, so perhaps if you don't like me, you will enjoy how often I'm either accused of things, called weird, or just generally ganged up on, which I have no problem with. But anyway, here is 5 to 6 from our marathon on Friday into Saturday. This will be Saturday morning, the Mystery Crate Hour. Here on Mystery Crate.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know the one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mystery Crate portion of the proceedings. And like I said, it's a real ragtag group of Levitard and friends, crew members here at 5 a.m. Eastern. I'm approaching 30 minutes till officially being up for 24 hours straight. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I heard your bit about how you wish we started this earlier. You have to be the only person in the entire group that wished this started earlier. Because like there would have been members on crew call here at like 4 a.m. to put this thing together.
There were already. Yeah. So there were plenty of people here super early getting started, but it just no one wakes up at like 11, right? No one on our team does.
In an ideal world, I'd like to wake up at like 8:30.
I understand where you're coming from, but here's my whole deal. Like if I got a 21-month-old baby. She's waking up early.
Lovely Juliet.
Don't say anything. I'm not in the mood. And then, I'm at 5:30, I'm up. That's a long time till noon, right? I mean, we should start this thing at 9 a.m. So, because I'm staying up a long time now. A long, long, long time.
Have you hit 24 hours yet since you woke up Friday morning?
Steve Martin also.
Yeah, I'm just at 29 minutes now till I hit 24 hours straight. Wow.
At what point do you stop, like, I'm a new father, referring to your child by months? Yeah.
I'd say 2 years.
Two years. Yeah.
How would Woody say that? He doesn't have a kid.
Yeah, Woody.
It's just common. It's just common
Woody?
Social convention.
Weird thing for you to have an opinion on Woody.
I don't know. Let me ask the fathers. Chris, 2 years sounds right.
I'm not a big months guy though. I'm a big like 1.5, 1.75.
Use quarters.
One and one third.
No one's ever said that.
To answer your question, I think that when they're a toddler, there are certain benchmarks, and people are always checking to see like how far your infant should be progressing as they grow into toddler phase. And then at 2 o'clock, you have different benchmarks. But in the growth, at
2 years old.
I'm sorry.
We really shouldn't seize on mistakes like we normally do on hour 18.
Amin's back. Okay.
Let's allow Amin to weigh in.
He has an opinion.
Here you go, Amin. Thanks, guys. The answer is 24 months is the upper limit, because after that, all the clothes turn into 2T, 3T, 4T.
Close.
closed. Yeah.
Closed.
So 2 years is the answer.
24 months is, because there's 24 months and then there's 2 T. Don't ask me the difference. When in the baby clothes.
What does T stand for?
Toddler.
Toddler.
How many?
Teaspoon. Tablespoon.
Woody, how many months old are you?
I have no idea. You want me to do quick math?
Yep.
28 times 12. 200 plus.
This is terrible. Math radio.
What's
math,
2 times 8?
Yeah. 2 times 8? 42.
What? That's not true. No.
Wait, 2 times 8 is 16.
Yeah. Are you 200? No, wait. 216 months old? Does that sound right? That sounds like not enough.
All
right,
everybody figure out how many months old they are.
Right. No, I won't be doing
Can
that.
Can someone check my math? I'll check it myself. All right. I do everything around here. I do not.
I'm incapable of doing math right now.
12 it is times hard. 28 is 336. I wasn't even close.
Yeah.
I'm 408 months old.
Well, congrats, right, man.
Should be 336 plus an extra 9. Yeah, so 345 for me, 345 months.
I just did yours. It was 336.
No, but
I feel like I brought us to a good topic.
I'm 28, but I've got to add extra months because I'm not yet 29, but I'm not far away.
When's your birthday?
August the 21st.
Wow.
Happy it's really birthday. Not that important.
Wow. Yeah, you know. There's lots of bottles of water.
There are
here.
So many.
I normally
let's count.
Struggle.
No, let's actually count. No.
I normally
studio
struggle
in
with
this
one. It's like figuring out like which is my bottle of water. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 bottles.
You have
just
to pick a bottle
station.
Of water that's unopened. I think
we have 5 in
five
here.
5 in yeah. here. Yeah, none of them are mine.
And like 3 of them are no. There's just 4 on this side of the table.
And then there's sushi.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, yeah, this yeah. Is, there's this. Is, I think Dan. So Dan gross. Said he ate like 4 pieces of sushi. This general environment is a mess.
Can you believe Scott Hansen in this same show was telling us about hydration and like the color of people's urine? That was on this same show.
No, I cannot believe that.
Cortadito, that happened this decade. Cortadito was
great
our
band.
First band. That
oh,
feels
I thought
like ages ago.
Yeah,
I thought you wanted a Cortadito.
You guys want coffee?
I could do that.
We
yeah,
have a coffee guy here now. David's here.
Cafecito?
Okay.
Yeah, this is our coffee cafecito? Guy from some Super Bowl like 2 years ago. He's here. He brought this bulletproof case of coffee makers.
Bulletproof.
Such.
Bulletproof case.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Yeah,
I
yes,
do actually. Yeah.
Actually.
Hold on all right. a second.
Can we kick all off right. Mystery Crate with some bullet? Is that what they call it? Bullet coffee because it comes in a bulletproof case? You guys know what bullet coffee is? It's like butter.
Vaguely familiar.
It's like butter. And coffee. And apparently it's for like clarity of the mind. It's good for the brain.
I've heard of it before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Care to elaborate?
Yeah, it's butter and coffee. Yeah.
You just heard of it?
That's it. No, I heard of it. It's butter and coffee.
No, that's it.
Why? But why? I mean, butter seems like it would have the exact opposite effect.
Of what?
Of clarity and
no.
of health.
Society's done a 360 on butter, where butter was great, and then butter was terrible, and now butter's great again.
And we're talking about proper butter, right? We're not talking about, like, you know, I
proper,
can't believe it's not...
Medical science is cyclical, right? Like, things just come and go. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad.
Yeah.
Butter, smoking,
especially
stuff like that.
Dieting. Bad. Especially dieting. Like, the amount of life cycles that carbs have gone through has to be at least a dozen.
At least.
In terms of good to bad.
I mean, it could be just lies being fed to you by Big Butter. You know?
Ooh, Big Butter.
Wow, wait. Jessica, in the pocket of Big Butter.
Butter.
I love butter. I bake with butter a lot.
By the way, the prop has gone miles over. Wow.
Look at that thing.
Look, literally
holy
Miami
wow. Look at this thing.
Is this yellow
look
case.
At this thing.
Literally Miami.
Which is, by the way, the most,
literally.
Which is the most
it,
Miami
shove it
thing
in my
ever.
Mouth. Come
open
on.
It.
Look at that thing.
Wait, it's literally
Mike
wow.
is going to eat
wow.
the suitcase.
Wow. Yeah.
Holy
Do we
hell.
Have a visual on this? We've got to put this on the camera.
Yeah, always producing.
It's in a bulletproof case, legitimately.
No, it's. I mean, that can't be bulletproof.
Shoot it. I dare you.
It's south.
Can all right, so what's what? Oh so we're being offered the various kinds of coffee that are in there, like because
it's just one type of coffee.
It just doesn't seem like it's on demand. Like I can't drink coffee from
the
suitcase.
It's the good stuff though. It's the real good stuff.
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
Can we get a little?
My goal is that I've made it this far without any performance enhancing substances.
Do Tums
no
count?
Coffee.
You took a shower.
Please. I took a shower. That's performance.
That's not a substance, but it helps you.
I allowed water to run
wake
my
you
body.
Up. It doesn't wake you up.
I mean, I've had one soda. That's the extent of my additional energy.
Dr. Pepper.
I'm on hour 18. No. I just had a Coca-Cola.
How's Stu Gatz doing, by the way, after that Dr.
I haven't
Pepper.
Heard back. I'm a little worried.
Me too.
I'm scared.
That's not good.
Not really worried about Kate.
She's good. She's good.
Yeah, she's right? fine. Yeah. I had a few Tums because I get heartburn when I don't sleep well at night, and I, reader, did not sleep well last night. Does that count as performance enhancing?
Last night being...
Like 3 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like Thursday into today.
Today's the morning. Today's Saturday now.
Yeah.
So last night's Friday night.
I mean, what is time really?
Okay, Woody.
A flat circle.
What kind of Tums we talking here? Love a good Tums talk.
Extra strength, 750 milligrams, generic brand, ooh, not the chewy
so
kind.
So you're not having Tums?
Yeah, no, you're not having Tums.
You're not having Tums.
What would you call them? Antacid tablets?
Yeah, antacid tablets.
Okay,
yeah.
I had... 2 antacid tablets, and doing the trick, but still have a little bit of heart pain.
I called myself the other day saying that I was going to get an Uber when I was going to get a Lyft.
I'm surprised you don't say you hail an Uber.
Taxi.
Yeah. I actually, while ordering a Lyft, I saw a taxi cab go by and I really wanted to just stick my arm up. And
do you feel bad for taxi drivers? I do.
Why?
Yeah.
Because of how much their business has been cannibalized by Uber?
The ones in New York got, exactly got completely screwed
Or just because being a taxi driver seems sad. There's like a film of taxi cab where it's like a very pungent odor that is in every taxi cab that has ever existed.
I like taxis.
I feel like that's a stereotype, though.
Billy, when was the last time you were in a taxi?
When we had that New York show like two years ago.
How long ago was that?
Two years ago,
no.
Maybe?
Try again.
No, it was 2 years ago. Was it 2019? No. 24 months ago.
Thank you.
That's what you were building to. You were trying to get Billy to do months with you.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm sharp as a something sharp right now.
Tack?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Eating this breakfast bowl.
Sharp as Greg Cody.
Yeah.
I'm worried about your chest pains, though. What if it's not heartburn?
I guess we'll find out.
Because I have chest pains, too.
Where? What side?
Well, my chest.
But, like middle? Left, right?
It was left, which is left, the concerning side.
Yeah.
And then I had on the right side.
Mine's on the left, too.
Now it's back to the left. It's jumping. Do you have jumping pains ever, you guys?
Jumping.
So your heart is literally on fire?
Yeah. I mean, I also, like, slept with a bra on, which is generally just a chest pain situation. So not to, like, you know, pivot to something that none of you have an opinion on. But I also didn't want to lie, and then that would be awkward and, like, feel like I couldn't say that out loud. So I just said it. And it's 5 a.m., so, you know, whatever.
There are sleeping bras for this very reason.
Yeah, so I wasn't really feeling like changing into one here.
Yeah.
I just felt like I should just fall asleep in what
I'm
was
on my
wearing.
Third outfit. I regret not bringing a fourth, really? Quite honestly. Yeah, lots of sweat. I'm tired. The adrenal output to do this it's a lot.
Your eyes look a little like a little droopy.
I'm going to get my second win. I will, but right now I am feeling it.
But like, it's also because I would say our current mode and probably Greg Cody's mode and the tail end of the Cinephobe mode was very casual. So this is probably not, this is in some ways a heavier lift might help you because it would keep you engaged.
Also, whereas, just like what I said too about the just general lift.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. No, but like I found the times where I felt most tired today is when I was doing the least.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Because when you're kind of in a constant mode of adrenaline, it's enough to get you going. Whereas now you've kind of settled down. You're not really in the 5-alarm fire that a lot of this broadcast probably felt like to you. And so now that it's calmed down, your probably production of adrenaline has gone down.
It makes all the sense in the world.
I earlier today said that I kind of feel like Jason Statham in Crank. If I sit down or lie down in any moment, that I'm going to just completely collapse and not be able to recover.
Your energy is strong right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you could kill someone?
Good question.
Because Jason Statham's killed a bunch of people. I don't think you could. I couldn't.
How would you do it?
I think you have.
Yeah. How could you do it?
Like if you had to kill me right now and I wasn't fighting back, like you would just strangle me? With my
you wouldn't kill for your children?
Wow.
I mean, of course.
Now there's stakes.
I have to say yes to that.
But
right
now you're killing people's children.
No, but what I'm saying, is everyone says that they won't kill.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be pressed into the situation to kill in order to really understand what that's like. And so,
except for people who just
I'm looking
kill
at you
people.
Way too intently in your eyes right now.
Should we pivot to the game show that we were going to play? I'm deeply disturbed.
I'm trying to entertain Billy's question, which is to say, no, I don't think I can kill someone.
But you never know until
but
you're put
you
in that position.
You don't know until you're pressed into action.
Great point. Right. You never know.
Yo, chicken
guy. I think you've killed somebody.
What do we know about him?
Did you kill him? Again, assassin.
It does have kind of a guys?
Mike, why did you fire up the sound and then offer no effort into being a chicken?
Because I think you've killed somebody.
Yeah. You do seem like the type that could kill someone and not really have any remorse and just keep going about your day.
Yeah. Like you'll like read a newspaper over a corpse.
Yeah. No. No,
then he puts on his gloves. He's like, I'm
you're not even denying this.
This.
Like, do, like going, like you'll just.
I earlier mispronounced a word and I haven't been able to forgive myself for it.
Yeah.
How do you guys think
then
that I could kill
Why
someone?
Why won't you deny
what
it?
What word?
Yeah. I haven't killed anybody.
Oh, like, that is not at all convincing.
I
was just messing around.
Well, you convinced me. Woody ever killed anyone.
That's the most guilty denial of all time, Woody. That was bad. You need to practice that before you see, you know, do it in front of the jury.
So what's the proper... Nice. Okay, you guys would have seized on any tone that I came at that with. If I just said... Never killed anyone.
Maybe you're right.
Oh my God! No.
Maybe
that's
you're right.
Worse, I think,
but I know for sure the tone that you went with was not landing right with me.
No. Yeah, not
I'm
good.
Comfortable in the knowledge that I've never killed anybody. So
are you?
Yeah.
Whoa! Okay. He just stared at me way too long.
I'm uncomfortable. This room has a weird vibe.
I am glad I'm not in that room. Yeah. I am glad.
Do you want me to close my eyes for the rest of the show?
You're scaring me a little. Yeah.
That was terrifying. Cody, you saw that,
right?
Yeah.
There's a whole vibe in this room right now that I'm with Mike. Woody's killed someone.
And then he just casually puts on his like bedtime slippers.
Supper slippers. Yeah.
Jess, did
you
hear...
own a robe, right?
No, I don't.
Oh,
shocking.
Man.
Did you hear in the last?
I should have said yes just for the bit, but no, I don't.
What do you sleep
in? Own a robe. Basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
You
basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Why not sleep boxers?
Yeah.
What's wrong with just boxers?
I don't like it. It's too.
But he also gels his hair to go
to sleep. It's too out in
That's
the world.
That's what I wanted
for me.
To see if Jessica heard
out
that.
Out in the world.
Yeah. So I woke up to that. That was like what I woke up, turned, fired up the YouTube stream from like a room away from here and heard you say that you go to sleep with your hair already gelled.
He gels his hair to go to sleep.
That is fucking weird.
I thought that was a joke. Wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because I don't like the feeling of hair that is not in shape. I feel like I'm pulling at it. I don't like my hair in hats. I don't like my hair not gelled because I constantly have like a dryness.
There is
irritation.
Yeah, you constantly have that because you're going to bed with hair product in your
murder.
Perhaps there is something to morning after.
Something
hair.
Do you not have druff?
Morning after hair is a thing, though.
I don't have druff.
You should have druff if you go to because you look like you got a lot of product in that hair.
Yeah,
it's not too much.
How I feel like your shiny? Hair is so hard that that could be your murder weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how you kill people.
You just headbutt people and that's it.
And the blood just slides right off of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't his hair look like sharp?
Yeah,
I've been told that my hair is very
blood
sharp.
Gel. That's what it is. Yeah,
blood gel.
Blood gel.
Blood gel.
You use the blood as gel.
Yeah, I use the blood of my victims to gel.
How many
hair
hours a day is your hair not done?
Well, if you're
zero,
Zero.
Only in the showers.
Yeah, only in the shower.
Wait,
in
but
a very short
period. Hold on. You said you take morning showers, so you go to bed, you gel your hair before you go to bed, you wake up, you take a shower, and then you gel your hair again.
No, okay. So so this was in the occasion that. I take an evening shower, right? So if I take an evening shower, I will gel my hair afterwards prior to going to bed. Now, for the most part, I gel my hair in the morning, and I carry it through all the way throughout the day. I go to bed with the same gel in my hair and wake up the next morning with, you know, some dried out hair. If I have to go out in public, I splash some water in it so it doesn't look like there's, you know.
I was going to say, isn't that what you do just anyway? You just go to bed with the messed up hair already?
It's not messed up, though, because this gel
is
good
stuff. Are you not worried about the repercussions of gelling your hair that much? Because there's got to be repercussions.
For me, the only repercussions that could come is a...
Correction.
Who said it right?
I think it's repercussions.
Repercussions.
I think they're both correct. I'm going to go ahead and say they're both correct.
I want to know how many times in your life you've left the house without doing your hair.
Only to go get haircuts.
Wow, so you go au naturel to get a haircut.
Correct, and I hate every second of it.
And what do they say when they see
it? Will you wear a hat then?
Well, yes, I will wear a hat then, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'll wear a hat, but then I toss it in the passenger side of the car. So, Zach Harper, yes.
So I don't do gel in my hair. I do a matte cream.
But
I'm with you. You got some
LA
hair.
Thank guy.
You. I'm with hair. Witty that you do have to put some product in your hair before you go to sleep.
Do you blow dry your hair so the matte cream can take effect?
So here's what you do. You're going to get out of the shower. You're going to dry your hair with a towel.
Yep.
You're going to put a little bit of product in. You're going to put a little bit of product in. You're going to blow dry on a very low like push.
Yeah.
And then you're going to use maybe a little bit of a comb, and then you're going to finish it off with exactly how much you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see, because I would like to use dryer. I use a very liquidy gel.
Right.
Because if I use a drier product, the hair gets frizzy very quickly.
I totally get that.
Yeah. So I need to invest in a hair dryer in order to.
I think we're all missing the point, which is that Witty is basically the equivalent of a never nude, but for his hair. He's
I'm a never nude, period.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Revelation.
Yeah.
Somebody mark that down.
Coming in.
Oh, I feel like it.
Period.
What?
That's
I mean,
what?
Yeah,
when you say period.
I don't like being naked.
Right.
You take a shower with your bathing suit on.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well,
come
on.
That's what that means.
No. Never nude is everywhere outside of the shower.
But it's never nude.
Other than when I'm
in the shower.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never nude.
No, I'm not that extreme.
Oh my
Mostly,
god, Chris Whittingham's a never nude.
Yeah. Mostly never nude.
You're a murderer, dude. I'm telling you. And by the way, the people voting, 74.1% say, yes, Witty has killed someone.
Oh my god.
You know.
Yeah.
Overwhelming.
That's generally how murder works. Mm-hmm. It's what people have determined on a poll on Twitter whether or not you've murdered someone.
I really hope you never get like accused of something and then
someone finds this video. Hour 18.
The prosecutor plays this.
Well, you're also
trial.
Really bad at denying that you've murdered someone. Yeah. Like, that's kind
because
of the scary part.
Because I feel
part.
No desire to explain myself when I very clearly never murdered someone.
Is it clear, though?
Trial right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that clear.
So you think if I was in a jury, in front of a jury of my peers,
you
and
are.
I'm not making a convincing
you're
argument?
Not. You are and you're not.
But I've not been charged with a crime, so.
The crime is that you gel your hair before bed and you're a never nude. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to defend yourself.
Psycho.
I mean, yeah, I don't like the feeling of not having my hair gelled. It's just, it makes me, by the way, the only repercussions, I didn't finish this, my hair is graying. At a rate of speed.
Okay, but
and
so
is mine. I think that's gel related.
Where are the grays?
Well, the gel actually hides them remarkably well. They're generally here on like the entrance points of either side of my hair.
Mm-hmm.
There's a significant thatches.
Yeah.
I also had a gray nose hair the other day, and that was terrifying.
How did you find the gray nose hair? Like, did you see it?
Because it was shiny.
Wow.
It was shiny. Wow. Yeah, it was
reflecting.
I was like,
silver fox.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, and you know what? I'm gonna lean into our video producer Jason Gallagher is graying hair. I think it looks great.
You gotta do it.
Leaning into gray, leaning into silver, every man should. I don't know why any man paints their hair. I really don't.
Wow.
I mean, but you just admitted to using this gel to hide your graying hair.
No,
so.
I'm saying that is the byproduct of the gel. I'm not saying that it's its function. Although I have used, there is a type of gel from the maker that I use. That does blacken your hair.
Who's your maker? Yeah.
Rolda, I think, is what it's called.
How much does this cost?
Yeah,
it's like 18 quid.
Oh, a month?
Yeah, okay.
A month?
Jesus.
No, 18 quid a month?
It's 18 quid for like a giant tub. It usually lasts me like between 6 and 8 weeks.
It's just a month and a half.
This is taking way too long to get the fancy LAN sound ready. Yeah, you know.
The buffering.
PC bow, you know.
Chris Whittingham is a fancy lad.
Had a cursor issue there.
Should we play our trivia game?
I was going to say, this isn't what we were supposed to be doing.
This is way too me-centric as well. This whole thing is turning into grilling me.
There's been a lot of revelations, though, Chris.
Yeah.
We had to, you know,
listen, I, you know, one of the things that I think this show allows its cast members to do is just be completely honest with yourself and with the audience. And I've just decided, you know what? I've got quirks. I'm a quirky personality. So, and you know what? I'm free to admit them in a public square.
Billy, what's going on back there? What were you just handing?
Yeah, there was hand rubbing because
the coffee
has arrived.
Yeah.
We have cafecito.
There's cafecito.
I give you
permission to get up from your chair right now and go grab some.
Oh, I'll come in here. He'll come to us.
Hint of nutmeg in here?
I legit, delicious. Like, my heart might explode.
Really?
My heart's not doing well right now.
Aren't you tired?
Maybe don't drink it then.
But why would your heart explode?
Because I already have chest pains.
There's cinnamon in this.
Yeah, definitely.
There's cinnamon in this.
You described it as
a little whip.
Look at that. Wait a sec. Chris Cody, get in here, man.
You know,
No, it'll circulate. A little whipped cream. Goodness me.
That's not going to make it into that.
It's almost like an autumnal cortadito.
It's, yeah, let it cool down.
There's a little bit of fall.
Spice here.
We need to credit the people.
There's a little bit of fall.
I think it's
got a good nose on it.
In this hour, I think we should credit the people that have been involved behind the scenes.
Yes.
There's a woman who's our production manager, Hilda.
Oh, so good.
Who has been an absolute saint.
Jason Gallagher and all the...
Jason Gallagher.
All the social team.
But Hilda, I asked Hilda for...
It's Hildy.
Oh, but it's
Hildy.
It's short for Idalisa. And so Hilda could reasonably be
Do you want me to bring her over here and ask her?
Sure. I mean, yeah, you can have her come over. But
She's probably doing something super important right now.
Exactly.
She's literally running the show.
She organized our chicken wing eating contest, just got it done. We showed up and there's a plate of wings there. I asked her for Tylenol earlier. And I've asked her for a million different things, and it's all taken care of.
I should have asked her for flan.
And I wonder if she organized.
Yeah, well, shout out to this coffee. What's your name?
Forgive me, sir. What's your name?
David.
David. How did you arrive at this studio?
In a car.
Who organized for your presence?
What are you talking about?
He's one of the production guys. But you just have a case that says literally Miami with every kind of coffee you can make.
I was privileged enough to do the Super Bowl radio show with these gentlemen, and I showed up with my coffee maker.
You're responsible for Trey Wingo being addicted
to Cuban coffee. That's right.
Thank you for
bringing
me back.
That's Trey's plug.
Thank you, absolutely, because that is my favorite clip. That is my claim to fame, just Wingo going ape for some coffee. Yeah,
you can say ape shit, it's fine.
Yeah, I realize where we are. Yeah. We can say ape shit. Yeah. That was the best.
Okay.
So now
shout out to David.
Yeah. Thank you so much, David. I don't want any. No,
you've given coffee to
I don't want coffee, period. No, I'm done. No.
You've given coffee to Trey Wingo and now to a murderer.
David just crushed that. David, my man.
Oh, you got some?
Okay.
No.
Down the hatch. You guys already did yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little sippy sip. Going to take it easy for now.
All right.
I might actually die.
All right, so Hilda's arrived in the studio.
Hold on, what did you call her?
Hilda.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
No, it's not. It's like childhood trauma.
Childhood trauma?
Like Broomhilda, Hildegard.
Oh. I love that you made
it.
Kids are assholes. Wait.
I told you it was Hildy, Woody. Like 6 hours ago, and you didn't take my word for
it.
No,
but I rationalized knowing what her full name was, and so
you could just say you're wrong.
Did you guys notice how excited he got when he said childhood trauma? That's a red flag.
That's not ideal. Sociopath.
Does he look like he's capable of murdering someone?
With calling me Hilda, for sure.
Oh, like, God.
See?
Anybody would murder Hilda.
Yes, 72%.
72?
That's plus one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I invited her in here to thank you for everything that you've done for our production, which is not yet completed, but still, I think we should have used at least a bit of this time to thank you. So thank you, Hildy.
Yes.
And forgive me for mispronouncing your name for 17
hours. Let's do a round of applause for the whole crew.
For the whole crew. For the whole crew.
The whole crew.
Security, everything.
Incredible work, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We're so grateful. Woody,
I dropped some cans.
Yep.
You guys want to play this game?
Yeah.
All right, so Roy, there's actually a folder in the 24-hour stunt folder that's a Jessica trivia game.
This is a little game we like to call production.
I mean, we have sounds to go with these. So make it more interesting.
Theater of the mind.
All right, hang on a second.
Have you seen what your shot glass says? It says Dan's secret stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God. This is the cutest shit I've ever seen.
Does all of yours say Dan's secret stuff?
Yeah.
I love that.
It says, there we go.
Get a little shot of it?
A little shot of it. Dan's secret stuff. Yeah. That is fucking adorable. There, I said it. That's really cute shit.
It has been said.
Love that. And it tastes amazing. This might be the best cafecito I've ever had.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really
little cinnamony, pumpkin spice latte vibes. Good shit.
You crush some Starbucks in October?
You know I love a PSL, Woody.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Took me a second, but I got it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Are we ready? Do you have the sounds
prepared?
I think
I'm going to go in there to help produce.
Okay, yeah. All right, go on, Chris.
Go for it, Chris.
Now, I believe, can I explain what the concept of the game is? Okay, so obviously Jessica is newest in some respects to the proceedings. I'm also new to actually working for this show, but I've been listening for a very long time, for more than 10 years, so I know a lot of the inside gags. Now, for the most part, Jessica does not, right? So
I would say that that's kind of unfair, but we'll see. We'll see how I do.
Yeah, but I mean, some of these jokes stretch back a very long time.
Yeah, I think the older dynamics, they are, the less of a chance they have.
And in particular, they're revelations that people have made about themselves. That is what Chris has mostly put together. So he's organizing all of his sounds. So basically, the concept of the game will be, Chris will ask you a question. You will guess which member of the show is most likely to have said or done X thing. And then Chris will play the corresponding audio that reveals the answer to said question. Go on, Billy.
I have a question. Can I play too?
Sure, you'll probably know all the answers.
Well,
though,
I'll get some wrong just to make it competitive, but I feel like it works best
as competition.
People competing, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. We'll do that then. So, Chris, do you have the first question ready?
Yes, I do. Here we go. All right, Jessica.
Billy.
Who on the show once admitted to accidentally doing a shot of rubbing alcohol when they were in college?
Ooh. Okay, can you give me like multiple choice? Who am I allowed to guess from?
It's like the everyday members of the show.
Dan, Stugatz, Roy, Mike, Billy, Chris Cody, myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are your choices.
Okay, so like not Tony, not Cortez.
We're adding multiple options. Was Tony involved?
You never know.
There's no Tony answers. Spoiler
alert.
Oh, Chris, thanks.
Jeez. I was just like,
ruined
it
for her, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I didn't mean to cause divisiveness.
No, I mean,
okay, hang on. But before we carry on, Tony, can we tell the story about how your big reveal today got blown?
Well, no, it's not. It's, hold on, Chris. Wait,
we still
have another 20-something odd hours.
But
here,
the reveal was that you work.
Feels like it.
The reveal was that you work for Meadowlark Media now, and you're on this, so we know you work for Meadowlark Media now.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, the big reveal still hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, no, he hasn't revealed himself yet.
The big reveal, though.
The big reveal is supposed to be the reveal.
Nah, I mean, that's
no,
the big
it's like a soft open.
Exactly.
Open.
So this is the soft open of
yes,
Tony.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not officially revealed yet.
Right, right.
We're just kind of seeing how he plays.
Is that going to happen within the 24 hours, or is it still to come?
It will. When we're on hour like 22 and everybody's just kind of seeing triple of each other,
yeah,
that's when I strike.
You'll be like LeBron and pick the middle one.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So should I guess?
Yeah.
My guess is
LeBron,
the one and only Stugatz.
All right. She guesses Stugatz. Let's see if she's correct.
Billy, who do you think?
Ooh, Poppy.
All right. Let's see if she's correct.
No, I had a crush on Betty Ruff.
Oh, wrong man. Sound.
What the fuck? God, what the hell's going on right now?
Off to a flying start, Chris. Right,
so now we know if Betty Radio is going to be Stugatz. God bless Zach Harper, by the way, for still being here.
Yeah.
My heart is pounding.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We're ready.
I'm just so mad at myself.
Yeah. All
right, let's see the answer. We're going to fix this in post, right?
No.
All right, good.
This is live on YouTube.
All right, let's see who took a shot of rubbing alcohol in college.
I was doing shots of vodka in my room, and the earring was in some sort of, it was in alcohol, like real alcohol.
Thought it was pop.
And it was sitting there. I was disinfecting it, and then we took it out, and it was in a shot glass. But we had shots of vodka all over the my desk table, and my desk in my dorm room. And we put the earring in, and then we started doing shots again, and I actually did the shot of alcohol. I drank that alcohol, man. I spent the night in the emergency room. You know the alcohol that comes in the brown bottle?
Right.
Yeah, my mouth started foaming.
By the way, that's hydrogen peroxide, not alcohol. You got that wrong.
Classic. Did he swallow the earring, too?
Everything we know about that story was in the sound, so we'll have to inquire with Stu Gunn for further details. Up.
Moving on.
Can I very quickly say that we're presented by Verizon 5G Built Right?
Yes, please.
Thanks, buddy.
We're presented by Verizon 5G Built Right.
All right.
Which two members of the show once admitted to having a crush on Jessica Rabbit?
Two.
Who hasn't had a crush on Jessica Rabbit?
Well, all right. Make that
She's
three
hot.
People.
I'm gonna say one is Mike, one is Billy.
Here it is from the content box. Did you ever have a crush on a cartoon character?
Oh. Can I go? This isn't my question, but I did.
Huh.
Jessica Rabbit. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes. Yes, I think
she was married to Roger Rabbit, even though he was a bunny
and she was a humanoid, but they were both cartoons. Jessica Rabbit, am I right,
folks? I'm with you. I'm actually right with you there, Mike. Are we allowed to leer at her in 2019?
She's a cartoon.
Because no, but I think you're totally right, because it's the same thing for me. It's really the only nominee. It would be the Hall of Fame. We all had a crush on her.
All right, so you got one out of two there. I don't know, is that right or wrong? We'll give you, there
yeah,
you go,
I get, half a point. I think I get one and a half.
All right, now who on the show admitted to having a crush on Betty Rubble growing up?
Stugatz.
No, I had a crush on Betty Rubble.
Oh, wow.
What?
Chris, you have to leave room.
That,
you have to leave room for Billy to guess.
Why is Billy playing? He knows all the answers.
No, he's guessing. He's playing the game. It's a competition.
I get it. Yeah.
Wait,
we
Betty.
We established the rules.
Somehow he's winning.
Betty Rubble?
Yeah, Betty Rubble.
Who's Betty Rubble?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
This is
no.
Not real.
So you're Googling Betty Rubble?
Yes, she is.
From the Jetsons. Let's
from
let
the
her find
Jetsons.
It.
Yeah. That's kind of
what?
A weird
it's
one.
It's not from the Jetsons.
It's not from
I
the
guess
Jetsons.
She's cute. Or the Flintstones, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
someone
me doubt. I thought for a second.
Billy, go.
I thought for a second that Betty Rubble was on the Jetsons. Like, wait a second. Have I been wrong this whole time?
Billy.
Yes. You know they had a crossover, the Jetsons and the
I did
the
know that, yeah. I didn't know yeah. Betty Rubble, like, incredible. I didn't know her name, but I know who she is, obviously.
Right.
Duh.
Okay.
Sure. You talk about me not being convincing. That was not very convincing that you knew who Betty Rubble was
Pebbles.
This whole time.
All right, moving on. Who on the show once called Blink 182? Blink 192.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Mike, obviously. Classic Mike.
I'm going to say Dan.
Billy, I guess?
Might just...
He did already.
Mike, yeah.
The Bahamas is actually the perfect place for Ja Rule to run a scam festival. Because I could see you thinking, oh, beautiful islands. Blink 192. Migo.
That's a fine...
Oh, Blink 182. Oh, bleep it. Do I get fined for that?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you get fined.
I thought they were names of people, not
just
bands.
Just names in general. I mean, come
Blink 192.
Yeah, I know, I made it 192. That's funny.
You put this in place, man. You know what? I still owe a dollar from last week.
No, well, wait a minute.
No, well, from last week. Hold on.
That should be more than a dollar, Dan.
How's this going? Should we keep going?
I'll say this.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
Not just that, but the people watching on YouTube are playing along and they're guessing in the chat.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah, this is fun. Okay, also, like, you know, I don't know how many you have, but so far we've done 4, and I have 3.5 out of 4 right. So I think, like...
Well done.
Let's have a little pat on the back.
I will also say that I wanted to re-listen to that sound to hear the confidence with which Dan said... that name, because normally I know when a mispronounced name or a missaid name is coming because he approaches it with a certain degree of trepidation. He said that with a fair bit of confidence and still was certain that it was Blink 192.
Because I could see you thinking, oh, beautiful islands, Blink 192.
Yeah, he was so certain that it was Blink 192.
That just is not a catchy name for a band.
No. Blink 192, even if they sing All the Small Things, which we can all agree is a banger.
That's like if your so band's good. Name was like 57 Degrees. Not catchy at all. Not catchy.
But 98 Degrees.
Catchy.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
So where in the 90s do you have to get to for it to not be a successful band? Because I think 97 Degrees is still a good band. No?
99
no? You don't think 97 would have made it, Billy?
No.
Seven's a bad number. Yeah, right, Billy? Seven's a bad number.
Yeah, I don't know.
A group?
It's a group, not a band.
Well, that's a fine.
99 degrees? 99 degrees is okay. I think 95 degrees would be, this doesn't make any sense.
No, 99 degrees is too hot.
What's too cold for your body, by the way, now that we're talking about temperatures? Because do you ever take your temperature and like, I feel like this is too cold. Yeah. I should see someone about this.
I think below 96 is not good.
You never
like,
hear
you
that.
Be,
that is true.
It's never like, I had the opposite of a fever, man.
My body runs chills. Cold. I don't know about you guys. I run cold when I take my temperature. Maybe we can ask Hilda to get us a thermometer.
Hildy.
She'll do it. Like, she'll come back in 10
assholes.
Minutes.
Can we get her fucking name right? She put all this shit together for us. It's Hildy.
All right, moving on. Who once didn't know what the movie Forrest Gump was called?
98.
Wow. Ooh.
That's breaking news.
Forrest Gump.
What's breaking news?
98.6 is wrong, according to this thing Mike's showing me.
It's
on
higher
his
now, right?
It's global higher. Warming.
Humans are getting cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Humans are getting cooler.
Oh, I'm going to change to do that to you.
I'm going to guess Chris Cody.
That's a solid guess. Billy, do you have a guess on who didn't know what the movie Forrest Gump was called?
Ooh. Man. Roy.
Let's find out.
Dan doesn't know what the movie Forrest Gump is called.
Can you see it all?
yes, we got you. Right now we've got you on the crouch. Yes. Here he goes out for a bomb. Number 9, M. Smith. It's thrown deep. Oh, don't run into that ladder.
Oh, nice catch.
I got so scared. Yes, he's still running.
This is Marty Smith playing football on the White House lawn.
Forrest Gump in that movie. He's left.
In that movie, Forrest Gump.
Oh, man.
All right, who once admitted to catfishing their high school girlfriend 97. To see if they were faithful?
That's
97.5. That's wow. the new normal.
That's a whole degree lower than what you thought it was.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
So do you still run cold then, Billy? Or now with this new perspective, are you running normal?
Now I'm thinking I may be getting a fever.
Oh, sometimes. Boy.
Wait, are fevers now lower than they were before?
Yeah, I think it's probably now if you're running above 99, maybe.
Wow. Oh, no.
In the era of COVID, did you guys ever do like the measurements of temperature to your forehead and you were running a fever, but it's because you were sitting in your hot car for too long? I actually was nearly denied the ability to do an Inter-Miami broadcast because they take your temperature. And I was like sat in my car for 20 minutes before I walked in and I came in at 101. But it was only because it was really hot in my car.
What, did you just turn the AC on in your car?
I know. I mean, I don't generally like to run AC that much. But either, like, I wasn't uncomfortable.
Are you an always windows down kind of guy?
No. What? I just I don't run AC that much.
Well, like a lot
what
of
does
people,
that mean, just though? In your car, like yeah. at home?
No. Yeah, I actually, in my home, never run AC.
You're a murderer.
What?
You're a murderer.
I live in South Florida.
I live in
a studio apartment. The building is kept pretty
You've
cold.
Killed people.
Oh, my God.
And the fan usually keeps me cold enough.
This is crazier than gelling your hair before bed.
Yeah, I'm not really that much of an AC guy.
What? I'm so
You're
disturbed.
Weird, dude. Wow.
You to say that.
All right, my guess is Billy Gill for the catfishing. Because that's a weird move, and Billy's kind of a weird guy. No
what?
Offense, Billy. Well, that's not an insult. It's not an insult.
That
what?
Really hard not
weird?
To take that as an
I'm
insult.
Weird.
Yeah. Basically, if for more details, it was like they made a Facebook page to, you know, and tried to friend request their girlfriend.
Oh,
and just
in high school?
Just to see if their girlfriend would.
When did this happen, Chris?
What was the person in high school?
Yeah.
This is Chris.
I feel like it has to be Whittingham.
Okay.
All right, let's find out.
Just for age reasons.
What's the most Brian Colangelo-y thing you guys have ever done? Because I have a nominee that I did.
Really?
Oh. When I was in high school, I had a girlfriend. And well, actually, this was actually after high school because it was Facebook. And I created a Facebook account of just a random person. And I requested my girlfriend to see if she would accept.
Wow. So you catfished your girlfriend?
Yeah, it didn't work. I had a good one.
Did you have a picture? One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whose picture
Googled,
was it?
I just Googled, like, good-looking model, and it was just a random dude.
Mm.
So I thought I went for what I thought she'd be into. It was, like, a blonde guy, good-looking, good body.
Whose picture did you use?
I don't know. It was just a Google image.
You just Googled blonde guy?
Yeah, and I think his name was, like, Jack.
Oh, that's
Jack Ritter or something. I think that was my
Jack
name.
Jack Ritter?
And
was the photo, was a guy named Jack Ritter, or was your catfish character
no,
Jack Ritter?
I created an account, a Facebook account, of a guy named Jack Ritter, and he was very good looking. And then I requested my current girlfriend.
Jack Ritter.
And she did accept the friend request, but when I...
Where did Jack Ritter go to school?
I'm just imagining, like, you see on the side, it says see Cody at yeah, FAU.edu.
Oh, no.
How
burner
sophisticated.
Email. Burner email, too.
Burner email?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, what was the burner email?
jritter@gmail.com.
I'm kind of sad listening back to that because, like, that? You're
Wait,
saying.
Wait, hang on a second.
Chris, I did not recognize your voice at all.
Oh.
I literally was like,
she mouthed me four times. Who is that?
It wasn't until the very end that
Chris,
it sounded
has your voice
like you.
Changed?
I don't know.
It didn't sound like
it?
You.
I mean, it's. I'm tired right now. It's 6 a.m., but I'm talking. And should I
you
play
are.
It?
Is it? You are is talking. It?
I don't
is
know it? If my voice has changed.
Welcome to
right
Mr.
now,
Freak.
It sounds different because I'm tired.
It didn't sound like you at all.
That makes me sad because in the thing you admit to picking out a picture of what you think your girlfriend would have been into, and it was not you.
Well, like, it couldn't be me. Then I had to pick someone else.
She should be into you.
Was she cheating though? Like what?
No,
happened?
That's what I mean. Like she, I
end?
DM'd her from the Jack Ritter, and she like didn't respond. Like it was, she and did accept the friend request. So it was like a.
Now she's your wife?
No.
Wow, how did that? How
would
did
have been
that
a good fairy tale
end?
Ending.
Yeah,
that relationship ended like most of them do.
Heartbreak
just ended.
What?
What?
That's a Whittingham.
What?
Answer.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I don't think any relationship just.
It
ends.
Was a high school relationship. I don't remember like the details.
Were you heartbroken?
Did you kill her?
That's not Whittingham.
You never know. All right, moving on.
I think that's Gopher. Yeah. I was broken
I feel
up
like we
with.
Need to know now.
He was definitely broken up
definitely
with.
Dumped.
Yeah, definitely dumped.
Like really 100% savagely.
Dumped.
I think she might be dating John Rittenhouse or whatever.
Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse. She's married to the catfish.
That's Kyle's brother.
Oh my god.
Who once on the show had to bite into a raw onion and ended up in the hospital because of it?
That's Billy, obviously.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone
Roy.
Knows that.
My bad. Yeah. So here it is.
Oh,
that's what it sounded like.
There it is.
Sound is vivid.
Yeah, that was hard to watch, Billy.
Was it hard for you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was really hard for me. I would like an apology
for
having to watch and listen
you that.
To that. It was disgusting.
The worst.
It was gross. God. I hated it.
Still have PTSD from that.
Every pepper that was eaten tonight produced a similar kind of incredibly descriptive sound.
It was incredible, like, how good Mullen's sound was when he was biting into that.
Yeah, considering he's probably, like, on an iPad on Zoom. And, like, can we stop using AirPods for interviews? It's enough already.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's
come
enough.
Come on.
If your sound is coming from your AirPods, it sounds like shit.
Right now, we're showing all the peppers that have been eaten today.
Ooh.
And what was your guys' favorite? Of all, like, the reactions? Bob Lee. Cursing.
I couldn't believe he knew that word. I'm just going to say it. I couldn't believe that Bob Lee knew the S word.
That was really good. Bob Lee, definitely. I mean, Tom's like genuine distress was pretty impressive.
If you believe it.
I felt like Bob Costas cursed today. I feel like he's the leader in the clubhouse for most surprising curse.
Romy has a potty mouth, huh?
Yeah.
Very surprising.
That was really cool. Yeah. I'm not even a huge Jim Rome guy, but that was really cool.
He dyes his hair, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. I love Stugatz's bit with him.
I don't think Rome liked it.
No, I didn't.
After he was kind of like, you're a hater, he threw in a hater comment at him one time.
He didn't have a great comeback. He wasn't ready for it. Yeah. You know, he wishes he had that one back.
That's not also how Smackoff works. Like, that's why he hit him with, you don't get the show. Because it was just like, this isn't a stand-up routine. You're supposed to just give a hot take.
I have an admission to make now that he's been gone for hours. I didn't know Rome is Burning is not the name of his show still, and I saw it on
really
I saw it on
Rome
TV
is
like
burning.
Not
Jim Rome
yeah
is
it's
burning.
Not 2009 Rome? Anymore
it's the same show. I hate to break it to Jim Rome, who's reinventing himself again while he's not here. It's the same show. What's different from his show now from what it was back then?
Wait, you're no, but isn't the podcast he's doing a podcast that is a
he
new
still
show
a show though
oh yeah the, no the radio show is the same show
yeah
right
so why would he
but,
upset
but
about
the podcast
Rome
the,
is
no,
burning.
No but the podcast is reinventing himself right
I mean
so we'll see. We'll see what
he
does. We'll see what he does with the podcast to kind of change things.
Rome is Burning ended the year I graduated high school, Billy.
Oh, we got it. You're
it's
young.
Been a while. No, that's my point. Is it's been a while.
What year was that?
2012.
Wow, I'm surprised it was that reason. Zach, you're mortified that you're sitting next to someone who graduated high school in 2012.
I've been up for a long time. I already feel pretty broken right now.
Zach is old, man. Yeah. Zach is an old guy.
A real old guy. Yeah.
Who would have had Pat Riley? By the way, is the worst at Zoom today.
I would say, well, actually Bob Costas would have been my -3,000 favorite because we had an experience with him doing a South Beach session during the pandemic, which made me think that he would have been terrible at Zoom. But Pat Riley being bad at Zoom doesn't really surprise me.
Where do you guys think that Bob Costas was in that interview? Because he had like behind him like a full length Willie Mays and someone else. And it's like, is this his
Mantle, I believe.
He explained it to me. That's his MLB Network home studio.
Yeah.
So when he goes on MLB Network, that's what's in the background.
It's like Willie and Mickey or something, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Home studio, huh?
Yeah.
I have a kitchen table.
A good looking one at that.
Yeah.
Cody, are we done with the game? Because I feel like I did really well here. Like,
where do you eat? I think we still got more.
Did Billy win?
I think Chris. I think Chris organized like 12 of these, so we still got plenty left to go.
I have 5 right so far.
Who on the show once ate dog food?
Ooh, this is. I feel like I know this one, and I can't remember it. Let me think. Hold on. Was it Mike?
Let's find out.
You guys have to look at dog food and say, "Let me try that."
Oh, I have tried it. I saw this. What? I've tried it.
Before. Oh, it was Go two on. Gods.
College.
Oh, why? What happened?
The store 24 by my house in Worcester, Massachusetts was closed down. Store 24, which means it's open 24 hours a day. They were closed down because someone tried to rob them, and they were closed, and I couldn't get in there, and all I had in my house, and I was hungry, man, was Alpo.
Did you have a dog?
Yeah, well, my roommate had a dog, yeah.
Well, how could you be so desperate that you would eat dog food?
I had nothing else to eat.
But then don't eat. Like, and I say that as a fat person. I can't imagine a situation outside of crawling across a desert or being lost in the jungle, needing some sort of sustenance.
Maybe a dare or a bet or something like that.
Maybe a dare or a bet.
That or you're totally baked.
Nailed it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exciting update, guys.
Yeah.
We have a guest who's joining
us
now.
A guest.
We have a guest joining us live from Chicago, Jason Leisure. Hello, Jason. How are you today?
I can tell how excited everybody is, and it's mutual.
Yeah.
How do you feel, by the way, Jason, that one, thank you for joining us. Thank you for getting up as early as you got up to do this. And two, that you've been sitting in the Zoom while we've been playing sound clips of Stugatz talking about eating dog food in college.
It sounds like you guys are out of ideas, which is what I thought when you first told me you're doing this 24-hour marathon.
Yeah. I mean,
why are you doing that, by the way?
Running out of ideas?
The marathon. You thought, like, let's water this down even more. What? Let's do 24 hours straight.
No, let's go ahead and tell people why. Because first off, we have a proud partnership with DraftKings. We should update our pools later on. And also,
but we all know. We know about that, Chris. Trust me.
We're brought to you by Verizon. And nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G. No one else built this bowl because no one else thought this big. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters, Jason. It's Verizon versus Verizon. And who wins, Jason? Who wins, Jason?
So now your show is just ad reads all the time?
Yes. Who wins?
So it's gotten really good.
All Jason, of us win, Jason.
We all win.
Yeah, you win, Jason. You win because Verizon built 5G right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics, second half 2020 U.S. reported through mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
I'm glad I could be here for that. Thank you.
Yeah. That's why we're doing it, though, to answer your question.
Good morning.
How do I feel listening to that? I feel sick to my stomach. Like I have trouble in the morning in general. First thing in the morning, like, you know, weird smells or foods or like walking through the airport at 5 a.m. kind of makes me nauseous. And so coming on here at 4:30 in the morning, my time, and listening to Stugatz talk about eating dog food, it's making me a little bit queasy. So it's a good start.
Well, if it makes you feel better, we've all been up for the last 24 hours and there's just like a cold plate of like cold cuts and meat outside of this room and it just smells like a disgusting deli out there.
When did that get there? Because that wasn't there earlier and then I passed it at 4 in the morning, which seemed like
Hildy
a strange...
brought it up.
Yeah.
Hilda?
Yeah.
It seemed like a strange time to bring a plate of deli meats.
I mean, we appreciate all the efforts that Hildy has made in making this production a quality one, but that was a choice. Well, that I would not have made.
There's a container of sushi that's been there on the desk for a long time.
Not particularly well eaten either.
I don't want it. No,
do you want some wasabi?
No, I'm good. Sushi,
yeah.
Jason? I'll take the wasabi.
5:50 a.m. sushi something you'd go for?
You eat wasabi?
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
but the real stuff.
That's the worst.
Not the fake.
I don't eat the piece of sushi that the wasabi touches.
So when is this over?
At noon, in about 6 hours and 10 minutes.
No, I mean this segment.
Oh, whenever, I mean, you can,
no, I'm kidding,
you
man.
Can
so
feel, you
guys
can feel
are going,
free to provide some
you,
content.
You guys are in what, then hour 17 or something? Or
yeah.
What would this be?
18.
Okay. So definitely nobody's listening by now.
That's not true.
Not true.
We have at least how many, Billy, tell us how many people are watching right now.
43.
43.
In your face, Jason
43
Leisure.
People are listening, yeah.
So that's about the same as when I used to do the local hour after you guys were taken off the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't brag you contributed to that.
Yeah.
Jason, I like your Chicago mug. I'm also I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. Big fan of the Chicago sports teams there. I felt bad
except for the Bears.
I'm like half a Bears fan.
No,
I felt
ridiculous.
Bad for these guys because they were really excited about the Panthers this year, and then, you know, obviously they lost in game 6 to the Lightning, and it was really devastating around here. And I felt bad because I thought, wow, if the Panthers had won the Stanley Cup, I bet you guys would have a connection that would be able to bring it into the studio so you could all like hold it and like drink out of it and stuff. Oh. It would have been really cool. And like, they don't know, you know, like they don't really know what that feels like. And I felt really empathetic for them. I'm sure you kind of can relate, you know, with the Blackhawks winning it 3 times in the last like 15 years. So it was just, I mean, it's not really a question. Just like, I felt bad for these guys, right? It's a tough look.
I didn't realize the Panthers were good this year.
Yeah, it's the best
I hadn't
franchise
heard.
History though, Jason.
I would like to see what Roy's day with the cup would be.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I would carry that thing around all over Miami Gardens, all the way down to Miramar, man. Show that thing off.
What are you drinking?
Stolen.
What are you drinking out of it?
Oh, beer and whiskey and, you know, vodka and
all
tequila
at once.
And gin, wine.
I just kind of had Roy staring sternly at it. Just so, like, it's set up in his living room, and he's just kind of looking at
it. All of Miami Gardens iced tea.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup is there.
I would look at all the names, I guess, you know, just you know, one by one.
Would you cry?
You guys.
Would you cry, Roy, if you got to hold the Stanley Cup?
No.
Why not?
When's the last time you cried?
I was in Chicago at Wrigley Field, and I realized a couple of tears went down my face. I'm like, wow.
Sick? Or?
This is like, no, I wasn't sick, no.
Allergies?
Yeah.
They did mow the grass in Wrigley Field.
Did you tell the tears to mind their damn business?
Yes, I did. Like, I told the tears to go right back in my eyes. What the hell are you doing?
Were you crying because Wrigley Field is such like a pure baseball experience?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly why I was said.
But you've had a daughter since then, though.
Yeah, and plenty of tears came out on that one. Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah,
that would have been more recent.
Yeah,
so when I asked
recent.
The last
yes,
time
yes.
you cried.
Yes, that would have been more recent.
Did you cry when you find out you revealed earlier today in recent edition of Roy's Realm that you're having another child? Did you cry when you found that news out?
No, I did not. I did not cry for that one. No.
Roy's from like the Mad Men era where you're just you get a call at the bar that lets you know that you had a child, and then after you finish this old fashioned and a cigar, then you head over and see if it was a boy or a girl.
That's exactly. I'm gonna bring that
Roy's
old fashioned
a real man.
Into the hospital. Yes.
Can we analyze something for a second? And Roy's gonna murder me for doing that.
I am Billy.
He'll join the Christmas Murderer Club. Yeah. Roy, in a private conversation we had outside of this room, revealed that he made this announcement before even telling members of his family that was occurring. And we said, well, why don't you just call him right now? He's like, well, I don't have time. We're like, well, we have a break. Just call him right now. And he's like, no, I can't do that right now. I don't have time to do that. So he revealed this to the world before he told members of his family.
I don't know. Well,
and then he told me about his neighbor's tree that he's very upset about.
Oh, the tree's still a problem?
Yeah, the tree is still
a problem.
They painted
it. They painted that tree.
Not only did they paint the tree, they added religious messages to the tree, and, you know, like Christian messages to the tree.
Now, yeah, but this is a story for
talking?
Another day.
Right. It is a story for another day. Now, me being a Christian myself, I'm like, okay, this is weird. Like, but I've always had problems with that tree, so I'm like, I'm tired of this tree.
Where are the messages, Roy? Like, are they on the leaves, on the branches?
No,
it's on the trunk.
It's on the trunk. It's on the lower end of the trunk. So
Wrigley Field, the last time you cried, then?
Yeah, the last time I cried outside of a, you know,
outside of family stuff. Yeah.
Being born, yeah.
That, Billy, that sounds like the longest conversation anyone has ever had with Roy.
It was something. I was watching it. I was like, wow, like this is another side of Roy that I've never seen before. Because normally my conversations with Roy go, hey, Roy. And then he's like, mind your damn business or something like that. And then it's like, okay, I guess this is done. But this was like a back and forth, like 3 or 4 ways on each side. It was incredible.
Well, there was a variable on that one. Dan's mom was there.
Yeah, it wasn't with me. I was just.
I was really talking to Lourdes instead of Billy.
I had a long conversation with Roy for about almost 2 hours on the podcast Cinephobe, which is a podcast where Amin Al-Hassan and I, with Anthony Mays, we review movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
and try to ascertain whether they're properly poorly rated or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. And that's Cinephobe, wherever you get podcasts.
Right, yeah. That was a long conversation.
How many different podcasts are there? Which podcast am I on right now? Which show is this?
Jason, don't you have a podcast?
Is this Greg's show or Stupidity?
You're on
which one
crate.
Is
you're
this?
On Mystery Crate, Jason.
Mystery Crate? Okay. Does Roy have a show yet? Because those would be good. I would like Roy to get his own spinoff podcast. I would come on there every time. Because when I said that was the longest conversation anyone ever had with Roy, I say that lovingly. I miss the conversations I'd have with Roy that would go about two sentences.
Yeah, yeah. Those were meaningful conversations that we've had when you were down here.
It's so little work. It's like, Roy, how are you? Good. Yeah. And then we just, that's it.
Straight to the point.
A knowing nod and a parting of ways.
Well, what else do you really need to talk about, honestly?
That's what would go on. That's what the hour of the podcast would be. It'd be like 15 seconds there and then 59 minutes and 45 seconds of this.
Well, you can get that right here on Mystery Crate, yeah. Jason. That's 1080. Yeah. My podcast. I'm a part of
it. The last time I cried, I was sick. You guys were making fun of him, asking him if he was sick. And that's why he cried. The last time I actually cried, the last time tears came out of my eyes, was because I was sick. Like a month ago, I threw up so hard, that so violently, that I actually had tears come out of my eyes.
Food poisoning?
I don't know what it was. Definitely something I ate, but I'm not a doctor. And I was fine a couple hours after that. But it wasn't like crying, like I'm in pain or weeping or something. Like it was like the tears just came out because of the force that. This is good. Let's talk about this.
I tried to engage you in Chicago sports, like do a little shit talk, and you didn't take the bait.
It's too early. I'm not taking any bait right now. I don't function in the morning very well. Like I can't see straight. I'm like clumsy and wobbly.
Yeah.
Like I can't do hardly anything like a normal person first thing in the morning.
Right. You know, we didn't sleep last night though, right?
I think I might do better that way. That's what I should have done. I should have just stayed up. Instead of getting up at 4:30, I should have just stayed up. I would have done better.
Hit the bars, Old Town?
I'm not living that kind of life. When you're thinking Chicago, this is a totally different Chicago. I'm out here in the suburbs with two kids, two dogs, everyone I'm hoping doesn't wake up right now while they're hearing this.
Which suburb? Which county? Which county are you in?
Kane County, way out west.
You're way out west. Yeah,
yeah, almost in Iowa.
Basically, yeah. King County Cougars, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, that's the kind of, when you say going to the bars, I assume you mean going to King County Cougars and TGI Fridays, because that's pretty much what's going on out here.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Route 59, you got some cornfields out there. What else you have in Kane County? Some soybean fields, I think.
We got a TJ Maxx.
Nice. Love a TJ Maxx.
So, yeah. So that's what I traded in Miami for. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Jason, you have a podcast. I see it in the bottom left of your screen. Why don't you tell people about it?
I started a podcast with one of my coworkers, Russ Dorsey, called Sports Adjacent. And there are...
Are you playing off your name there? Because like your name's Jason. I know. Sports Adjacent would have been good.
I'm so clever actually. That I didn't even think of that. Everyone has asked that about a month in, and it never occurred to me. And I didn't even choose the name. But no, it's not. And we talk about a lot of really important sports topics like recycling and dating apps and people making food on their countertops. Did you guys know that's a thing?
Oh, those disgusting TikToks.
Gross. Yeah, somebody told me about that. God. They told me about that on the show last week.
Oh, is that when they make like the nachos like on the counter? Like counter? Yes. What's wrong with counter nachos?
Oh, what's wrong with a plate?
I mean, obviously they're not. It's for a group. It's like you do it for like a party when you're having people
over.
But
you're not eating it off the counter, which is fine. You're making it. Like you're mixing it together on the counter. That's what's gross.
I don't understand what's wrong with it. Like, it's a surface.
Just watch the video.
I've seen some of them before. It's...
They lay out a bunch of chips and then they pour some cheese.
It's just a giant cutting board, really.
No germs on the counter, though.
I'm sure they wash it first. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, you wash the counter that you're about to prepare your food on.
And then you have to wash it again.
Blood gel. Homicide. I actually covered it in a plastic tarp. And then I prepared my
food. Of course, this guy's got plastic tarps everywhere. Yeah. You kidding me?
Okay. This
guy's Dexter over here.
Oddly specific.
Yeah.
American Psycho. Over here.
Jason, were you guys able to get other guests for this or just me?
It's now 6 in the morning.
Well,
I mean.
Greg Cody just had a psychic on a doctor, a radiologist, who he said until he was 10 or 11 years old thought fixed radios. And he talked to him about Elvis.
Jason, when you were down here covering both the Dolphins and the Heat, I felt like you and I were fairly close. We were friendly. You don't follow me.
Put it that way, but all right.
You follow me on Twitter then, and you don't anymore. What led to that decision?
The old unfollow.
Because I still read your coverage of the Chicago Bears, despite my minimal interest in the Chicago Bears. Because I support you, Jason.
That's a terrible feeling in the technology world when you see someone doesn't follow you anymore.
You unfollowed me.
That's awful.
Yeah. I generally don't keep account of this stuff, but I also don't feel like you've interacted with anything that I've been doing for a while.
Wow.
So I was like, you know, I wonder if Jason follows me, and it turns out you don't anymore.
I don't think I did in the first place. I didn't realize you did.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was a butt follow or a butt unfollow.
One of those mute follows, like a courtesy follow. It must have been that.
I've done those before, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I would take one.
But if I do it to you, you're going to come out here.
Jason. I wouldn't know if you followed me and then immediately muted me. I wouldn't know. It would be better for my psyche.
So had I just kept it at that, then we would never even. Yeah, okay,
this wouldn't be coming up. You made a conscious decision.
I should just follow everybody. I should just follow millions of people, and then
I follow too many people for exactly.
What do you
reason.
Tweet about, Chris? What am I missing?
Honestly, you're not missing much at all. To be honest, okay. It's more the principle of it. Following people on Twitter is a political thing, right? It's like you need to, if I get some check marks that follow me, I just follow back out of principle, you know. We're part of a club. We got to stick together.
It's a strong disagree.
Strong disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can just as easily, you follow, then mute, and, you know, your problem of timeline clutter is gone.
No, because then it's kind of a power move if you don't follow. If a check mark follows you and you're like, I'm good.
That is a power move.
It's a power move.
I agree. But that isn't like political. Like,
yeah, that's a political decision making.
Power dynamics are at play there.
I would think that you could continue to follow my Chicago Bears coverage and just think of it as the Dolphins.
Yeah, because they're not much different, are they?
Yeah, it's almost the same. Yeah. 7-9 every
names.
Year, a bunch of quarterbacks that you've heard of but don't like. I mean,
you wrote a very strong. I was surprised, Jason, because you are generally not a hot takey kind of guy, and yet you really had a go at Matt Nagy. Like, you really decided that. This was the year that you were going to write a very strong opinion piece saying he should be fired. He was not fired. Will that be awkward?
Not for me.
Okay.
You like confrontation, I guess.
He's certainly unafraid given the evidence of the last 18 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Jason, for joining us. This was a delight.
It was a delight for me, too. Thank you.
Thanks for setting this up, Billy.
Anytime.
Guest booker to the stars.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I feel really special.
Miss you, Jason.
Can't wait to come on with you guys next week at like 2:30.
We'll be here.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Mystery Crate. Now, again, as we promised, potentially, an anecdote on Friday.
Chris, tell him. No, Chris, tell him. Tell him now.
So here's
tell
what
him, Chris.
You're being handsy.
No, I'm just saying I'm not gonna be handsy here.
Best Chris, tell us what happened.
He's like, I'm laying out here. Go ahead, do content.
I got nothing for you. Go ahead.
Be handsy, Chris. We need you. Be handsy. Touch
right.
me.
What?
What? What? Put hands on you. What?
This is weird.
Folks, I want to talk to you about life and how things change and how they usually change for the better. Look, 5 years ago, I didn't have a podcast with my dad. Now I do. 5 years ago, I didn't talk a lot on this show, and now I talk way more than people would like. So life is always changing. I'm sure in your life, you have examples of the same exact thing. But you know the one thing that hasn't changed? The great taste of Miller Lite. They keep it simple. Undebatable quality. Great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. The original light beer since 1975. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.